Junior Jules. I'm Carly.
And I'm Jess, and we are the hosts of Typical Tuesday Night,
a Taylor Swift podcast. Welcome back to Typical Tuesday Night podcast. I'm Carly.
And I'm Jess.
And today we are doing an episode that I have been so excited to talk about for a long time.
Yes.
We are going to discuss the Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift relationship timeline.
Ah, I'm so excited too.
It's going to be a lot. This I mean, 6 years.
Yeah. It's a lot. We have done this once before for Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Like a relationship deep dive, kind of. And so I'm so excited. I mean, we always knew we would do a Joe series. And so with Tortured Poets Department, of course, it's time. We need to do this so that we're prepared.
Yeah. We're gonna be prepared. You guys will now be prepared.
Yes.
It'll be good.
I'm so interested to learn more about their relationship once the album is released too.
Yeah.
But even like, I feel like I'm going to learn a lot just from these episodes because I just, until not that long ago, I wasn't super aware of or like seeking out like a lot of the relationship details. And I feel like we need those details.
Yes, especially with this.
Fully appreciate Tortured Poets Department.
Yes.
So.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, and it's interesting too, because while I was like doing some research for this episode, I was really surprised at how much actually happened between like 2016 and 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's kind of when she disappeared. She was a little more secretive. And then like you had COVID. And so people were kind of staying at home and like,
yeah.
But the fact that we still found so many details, I'm just like stoked for this episode.
Yeah. Because yeah, you always think of them as like laying super low and being really private.
Yeah. Which they were.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to see all the times that like they were caught different places together.
Yeah.
Which I was not expecting. So
what I love about our relationship deep dive episodes is that we spend hours.
I know, like it's kind of pathetic.
Hours researching. Like, take me back to college. I am
writing
a research paper. You guys spend so much time researching. We go to Tumblr, Reddit, Twitter, all the places to make sure that we give you as complete information as possible and things that you have probably never, ever heard before. And it's so fun for us because I feel like we learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like you guys learn a lot, too. So
well, that's what I love is it's not going to be your basic overview.
Yeah.
Like, most people know they started dating in 2016. They broke, you know, like all those little things. But we're going to, like, really get deep into it. So get ready. So it is going to be two parts because there's just so much information. I mean, this is a 6-year relationship. So do make sure to stay tuned for next week. And if you haven't already hit that follow button wherever you're listening, do that so then you don't miss next week's episode because you're not going to want to.
Yes. And we know you want us to start talking about Tortured Poets Department. And this is just the kickoff to that. So stay tuned because we're going to discuss our thoughts and predictions surrounding that album soon.
Yes. So before we jump in, though, I do want to mention, I mean, we used a lot, like Jess said, like we used a lot of different sources to find a lot of this information. But there was one Tumblr page that we found that had a lot of different information that we pulled from. And in the Tumblr site, they had so many different like dates and photographs and tweets already put together that outlines even more than what we're going to talk about. Like it was just, it was too much information.
I feel like that's how the Harry Styles one.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of why I wanted to bring this up because we wanted to give you the most important details. And so we are going to link this Tumblr post in our show notes so that if you want to go back and see additional dates that they were seen together or weren't seen together, or you want to look at the photos, there are photos to back up almost every single one of these dates that we're going to talk about that they were seen together, which I kind of almost feel bad for Taylor. I'm like, man, she has photographed so much.
Yes.
But at the same time, it really made this easy to be like, oh, wow. Yeah. They were seen there. There's the picture. Like, oh, they were here. So
yes,
I will post that in the show notes so you guys can click on that if you want to see all those.
Yes. And so let's jump in because We've got a lot to talk about.
There's so much to talk about. Okay, so I thought this was interesting. I'm just going to throw it out there because I still think they met at the Met Gala.
Okay.
But somebody has a theory that they actually, in April 2016, so the Met Gala was on May 2nd. Some people have a theory that in April 2016 is actually when they possibly met and that it was at the intersection of Sunset Boulevard and Vine Street, which is potentially the Bowery Gastropub.
Which Easter egg after Easter
yes,
egg.
Yes, after Easter yes, egg. Yes, 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 yes. So this is speculated because of the lyrics in Gorgeous, Whiskey on Ice, Sunset and Vine. And they said it just has to be after April 15th because that's when she bleached her hair. Hence the dress lyrics where she mentions flashback to when you met me, your buzz cut and my hair bleached. So some people believe because of those Gorgeous lyrics, Sunset and Vine, that they did meet before the Met Gala. Hmm. I don't know which one's true.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a cool little theory that I wanted to like throw out there.
Yeah.
But most people do believe that on May 2nd, 2016, they met at the Met Gala. And the song Dress, like I just talked about, is a clue with those lyrics because that's exactly how they looked that night. His buzz cut and her bleached hair. At this time, though, Taylor was still dating Calvin Harris. And this was also the night that she met Tom Hiddleston and danced goofily with him in a video that ended up like going viral.
I love that video.
I know.
It's so cute.
It's so fun. It's just so funny that like she's dating Calvin, she meets Tom, apparently she meets
Joe.
Like it's just like
a lot.
All three of them and yeah, it's just wild.
Okay, so also just really quickly to keep it all straight, we're not talking about Tom Hiddleston or Calvin Harris in this episode. We're focusing
it'd be way too
on
much.
Joe. But we do want to say, like you said, she was dating Calvin Harris still during the Met Gala. They broke up shortly after. Taylor started dating Tom Hiddleston for a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And then right after that is when she started dating Joe.
Yeah.
So
we are still going to talk about the summer a little bit, though, because her and Joe apparently, and I can't remember, she says in an interview somewhere, and we'll talk about it later, that they did meet and then they actually kept in touch. Like over the summer and stuff. So on June 13th, 2016, that is actually when Taylor rents the townhouse on Cornelia Street, which we all know Cornelia Street is a very important, you know, part of their relationship. And she rented this while her Franklin Street apartment is being renovated. And then she actually moves into that apartment officially on August 9th. Some things to note about the Cornelia Street house. It has a private garage that actually allows her to come and go without being paparazzi'd at the moment she steps out of the front door.
That's cool.
Yes. So a lot of people also say that means her and Joe were able to like go back and forth without being seen. I also thought it was cool. The floor plans for this townhouse confirms that the master bedroom is on the third floor. Which also fits the delicate lyrics, third floor on the west side, me and you.
Cute.
I just like love finding like the connections to the lyrics. So I wanted to mention that. And then August 29th, 2016, Taylor writes in her journal, "This summer is the apocalypse." And you can find that in the Lover. What are those called?
Journal?
Yeah, like the journal. She like shows a bunch of her journal entries over the years. But I was just like, man. That summer for her really was the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Especially in terms of dating and her breakups and then her like getting together and so wild. But August 31st, 2016, fans speculate that this is actually the dive bar night and the first night that they like hook up. So we're going to do a little chat about why, because this theory is really cool to me, so I had to include it. So somebody said on this was on Tumblr, they really wanted to figure out the dive bar night that happens in Delicate and the first verse of Cornelia Street. And they said it has to happen between when they first met and the 28th of September, which we'll get to later, but that's like officially the day that they got together. So the second clue is it was probably raining because it was raining in the Delicate music video. When she reaches the dive bar, and that like wouldn't be the only proof, but we know, like, because Taylor does like love rain and to like kind of include it in things. But apparently in the song Delicate, and I want to go re-listen to this, you can hear clear sound of windshield wipers at 4 minutes and 6 seconds to 4 minutes and 23 seconds. So I just thought that was like another, like sign for it. So this person goes and checks which nights it was raining in New York.
Oh.
In 2016. Yeah, like these people are, crazy. So they said they were left with two possibilities of when it rained in August or September. It rained between August 31st and the 1st of September, so that night. And then it also rained on the night between the 21st and the 22nd of August. And they're like, you know, like this isn't necessarily like that precise because it's possible that it rained like lightly, you know, in other moments. But like God. Isn't this like wild? Yes. I was like obsessed reading this. So anyway, according to the internet, the Dive Bar night had to be one of those two. We have pictures of Taylor from the 21st and from the 31st of August confirming that she's in New York.
Okay.
So it could be either of those. Most people believe, though, that it is the 31st of August because it rained that night until the morning, but it kind of could be either. Ooh. Just like so crazy to me.
That is wild.
That people are like, yep, this is probably when they met up.
Crazy.
I know. I just thought that was cool.
Okay. So September 2nd, 2016, Taylor started writing Gorgeous, and then she continued working on it again the week of September 16th. And then September 6th of 2016, Taylor filmed a video of her writing the chorus of King of My Heart. She did that with quite a few Reputation songs.
Yeah, and I think that's why people were able to figure out what dates, because of what she was wearing in the making of videos and what she was wearing either when she was like photographed or like on social media and stuff.
Crazy.
So it's people have amazing eagle eyes. They're really able to like figure all this out. So thank you. Yes.
Those people.
Yes.
And then September 14th, 2016, Gigi Hadid said that they both have a thing for British guys and like the British sense of charm.
I just thought that was funny.
That is funny.
Especially because they're like friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so on September 27th, 2016, Taylor has dinner at the Waverly Inn in New York City with friends. And like nobody knows that they... like her and Joe maybe seeing each other or anything yet. Like this is all just speculation still. But this is actually a 7-minute drive from the Bowery Hotel, which everybody knew Joe was staying there at this exact date. Okay. So the interesting fact about the, about this night though, is a lot of people speculate that this is like the night that the Cruel Summer Bridge happened. So, people are saying, as far as they know, there's like three significant events that happened from like summer, fall, 2016. There's the dive bar night that we already talked about that she's mentioned in a lot of songs, the Cruel Summer, like outburst. And then the conversation on the roof where her and Joe talk and she's like, but would you run away with me? That kind of a thing. So we've already decided the dive bar night was at the end of August. And then we will come to learn that the roof conversation happens in November. So the whole he looks up grinning like a devil would have happened somewhere between those two. People are very convinced that this happened September 27th, which September 28th, the next day, is the day that everybody believes Joe and Taylor like officially started dating. And there's more details coming on that to prove that, basically. But, so for Cruel Summer, the Lover prologue actually says that this song is about confessions of love on a drunken night out. So they already know that like she went to dinner with friends. She's within 7 minutes of Joe. He was like photographed at that hotel and everything. So people believe she went to dinner with her friends, drove to get Joe, and they went back to her apartment and were able, to like not be seen.
Wow.
So crazy.
I also just can't get over the fact that that is my mom's birthday.
Oh, no way. That's like all you could get from that.
September 27th. That's my mom's birthday.
That's amazing.
Wow. Oh,
that's funny.
It just
blows my mind.
That people put all this together.
Yes. Yes. This is what I was going to say. That was at the rep secret session that people said they kept in touch after they met. Mm. So people knew that they were still talking before September 28th.
Okay.
So crazy.
Okay. So October 12th, 2016, Taylor and Joe attended the same Kings of Leon concert, which was 1 month after breaking up with Tom. She went to this concert with some of her friends, and turns out Joe was also there. I'm sure that was
just coincidence. I know.
And then mid-October, Taylor was writing and recording Delicate. November 12th, 2016 is when Taylor attended Joe's movie screening. No one knows if they were actually dating at this time because it was kept under the radar and they weren't seen together, but she went to the premiere with her friends and press didn't even mention his name, so we don't even know if he was at the premiere or not.
Which is like so weird.
It's so weird.
It's a premiere for his movie.
Yeah.
But all they did was talk about Taylor. Which I wonder how he feels about that.
Makes me cringe. Yes. For so many reasons. And then November 23rd, 2016, Taylor was spotted walking around New York City with Kelsey Ballerini. Shout out to Kelsey Ballerini.
I know. That's why I wanted to include this, because I was like, we love Kelsey.
We love Kelsey. And that's the last time Taylor is seen for almost 8 weeks.
So crazy.
And the Call It What You Want lyrics say, I recall late November holding my breath. Slowly I said, you don't need to save me, but would you run away with me?
So it had to be like, that had to have happened like shortly after she was last seen.
I also want to just quickly mention, we didn't say this at the beginning, but if you haven't listened to our Harry Styles series, the way we do this is we go through the whole relationship timeline, start to finish, just give you like the details about their relationship. And then we do a separate series on strictly the music. So we will have episodes that go over all the music that Taylor wrote about Joe and all that.
Coming. Yes. So, like, you need the whole picture first. Yes, it does help.
To appreciate the music more.
Yes. Okay, so December 31st, 2016, Taylor and Joe celebrated New Year's Eve together, and they threw a party at her rental in London. So this is proven because there's Polaroids of this night. There's like, they're kind of blurry, but they can be found in your rep magazines, your reputation magazines. And then Joe's friends posted photos to their Instagrams too. So we see that. And then she actually ends up mentioning this party during her song explanation for New Year's Day at her iHeartRadio session in 2017.
So I love that song.
I know.
And so like hearing the origins of it and that it was at the beginning. Because actually like I said, I wasn't ever paying that close of attention. I mean, it makes sense with the timing of the release of the song, because that's the only New Year's Eve they would have
spent together before. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But like in my head, that to me sounds like a song that you would write and sing about someone you'd spent many
New Year's Eve. Yeah, I agree. With. Yeah. And but it's true. This would have been the only one.
It's like early on.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. That's cool.
Yeah. So then obviously, after this, Taylor disappears.
Yep.
Bye bye. Which we have an entire episode about. You can go check it out. But this is, you know, the beginning of her disappearing during the Reputation era before Reputation released and all that. So,
which that's what surprises me is I didn't think we'd get much after this, because I was like, okay, well, we know she disappeared. But you guys, I found stuff and it's wild to me. Yeah. How do people know where she's at? Okay, so January 3rd, 2017, Taylor writes about Joe in her journal, and this can be, again, found in, like, the Lover journals that she put out, she mentions that they've been together for 3 months now. And she talks about how no one knows they've been hiding. And she says she's, quote, trying to protect us from the nasty world that just wants to ruin things. It's like so sad.
I mean, I did when we were doing our reputation research and all of that. I mean, people did. I feel like a lot of the focus on Taylor disappearing was surrounded with like the Kim and Kanye stuff.
Yeah.
But she also received quite a bit of backlash for the whole Calvin Tom Joe situation. And so I think that played a big part of it too. And I'm sure that's kind of what she's referencing.
For sure. And then February 9th of 2017, Joe's asked about his relationship status and he avoids the question during an interview. And we'll talk about this, but I know that we keep bringing it up like, yeah, they're together, they're together. But literally this hasn't been leaked yet to the public. So like Joe was asked, but like he just avoided it because they didn't know that he was even dating Taylor Swift. Taylor just wrote about Joe in her journal. Like that's the only thing so far. Yeah. Like nobody knows yet that they're still dating. It feels like they do because of all this stuff. Yes. But
it's still on.
Yeah, it'll come later, which is weird. But February 18th, someone on Twitter tweets that they swear they saw Taylor walking around Oxford Street, London. We kind of mentioned that before in another episode. And then we're going to jump like nothing happens until May 14th, 2017. The paparazzi camps outside Andrea's Nashville home on Mother's Day in hopes of seeing Taylor. And she is actually photographed for the first time since January going to visit her mom. It kind of bugs me, though.
That's so annoying.
That they just camped outside of Andrea's house. Just, it's like, of course she's going to go visit her mom on Mother's Day.
Yeah, ew.
I know. That, I didn't like that.
That's icky.
Like, just to get a photo. Come on.
But of course
they did that. Yep.
Crazy. Okay. So, May 16th, 2017, reports emerge that they're dating.
So now, like, we're finally. So, I mean, technically, like they were, like, months. Official since end of September, and now it's just barely coming out.
That's in May. Like 7.
Yeah, it's crazy. Months.
And I think that just says a lot. Like, we got, I mean, this obviously this is jumping way ahead. We got the news that they had broken up in, like, April-ish of 2023. But, like, that is, I'm sorry. That is absolutely
not like
when
it,
they broke up. Mm-hmm. And so it just goes to show, like, just because, like, the timeline doesn't line up with when the news breaks.
Yeah.
So.
No, absolutely.
Interesting. Okay. So a source said that they had been together for a few months. They were quoted saying, "This isn't a new couple alert or a secret relationship. The only people this has been a secret too is the media, because all of us, Taylor and Joe's closest friends and their families, were aware they have been together for several months and have known each other a long time. After her 1989 tour and all the attention Taylor received, she learned she had to be more protective of her personal life, and she and Joe decided early on to keep their private life private."
I actually kind of thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a secret relationship. This isn't like a, new couple thing. Mm-hmm. Like, all of their close friends and family know.
Yeah.
And we've seen it. We've been able to, like, witness it. They just didn't want to share with the public yet.
Yeah.
And I actually think that's really cool.
I appreciate that. Because it's true. Like, and this happened, honestly, this is probably what happened with Harry Styles. Like, when you get together and you're public so fast, she said this in interviews, like, it's over before you even give it a chance to, like, see if you can make it work. Yeah. And I feel like that's what they were doing. They're like, and I think that's what she did with Travis, too.
That's what I was just thinking, too. Yeah. Like,
let's test this out. Yeah. Let's really see what it's like. And then if it's a good thing and we want to keep it going, let's make it public or whatever. So, yeah, I love that. I appreciate that for sure. And then June 1st of 2017, they were spotted getting on a plane leaving the UK, going to LA, then Nashville. And on June 5th, they're caught by the paparazzi in Nashville. Apparently, the first time caught by paparazzi, they were sitting on a balcony in Nashville where apparently he was meeting her parents for the first time.
kind of exciting.
How special but, they got yeah. that moment on camera.
For reals. But it is crazy to think, like, I mean, we have proof that they've been together all these different times, but the paparazzi didn't catch them till June, which I think is pretty cool.
That is cool.
But I mean, she was in, they were in serious hiding.
Yeah.
Like they
her
were
personally in, and them together.
Yes.
In serious hiding.
Yeah. So then June of 2017, they're seen a few times together. They spent Father's Day with his dad, and then they actually arrived to Rhode Island for the 4th of July, which I know we had talked about how she didn't do any of her 4th of July parties.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was interesting they still went to Rhode Island for the 4th
that
of July.
That is interesting. They I was had like, their huh. own private celebration.
Yeah, just the two of them, I guess. And then July 24th, 25th of 2017, they're caught again, this time in New York. And you guys may have seen these pictures. I've seen them before too, but they're using those like hoodies. They've tied them up to cover their heads and their faces. And then they use an umbrella to like block out anything. Like they were being very secretive and they're just caught leaving Taylor's house. And then August 21st, Taylor films the Ready For It music video and asked the director to place, and I had to just include this because, anyway, you'll see why. Asked the director to place an 89 and a 91 next to each other. And I just feel like when I saw like the numbers, I'm like, oh, this just like reminds me of like Travis yes. and Taylor.
Yes.
And I love it for Travis and Taylor. And I'm just like, I don't know. Just like seeing that she did that kind of thing with Joe, I was like, oh, interesting. Like, I remember seeing that in the like music video. Yeah. So he was born in 91. So
he seems a lot older to me than one year older than
yes.
me. Like, I'm only 1 year younger yeah. than Joe.
Well, I was like, wait, I'm the same. Like, we were born in the same year.
Yeah. That's like, weird.
So weird.
That is yeah. so weird.
I know. Yeah,
not, even, not for like a specific reason, but like for some reason, people with like high status seem yeah. older.
Well, and he also is a lot more quiet and reserved, at mm-hmm. least from his public persona.
Yeah.
And I think that automatically makes you seem older.
Yeah, for sure.
So
you're just way more immature than him. So,
yeah, no, I absolutely am.
Oh my God.
It's true.
Okay, so August 27th, 2017, in the Look What You Made Me Do video, Taylor included the name Patrick Alwyn on her left shoulder of the Junior Jewel shirt, and she did confirm it was for Joe's younger brother, which that's so cute.
I know. I'm kind of surprised that she put Patrick and not Joe.
Yeah, like why?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
I also don't think I knew he had a younger brother.
So. Yeah.
And then September 3rd of 2017, the Ready For It is released and Taylor likes a lyric analysis stating that the song is about Joe, which
I love when she goes on and like
yeah,
likes
if
things.
She goes and likes things. It's
yeah.
like
okay.
confirming
yep.
it basically.
Yep.
And this Tumblr post also goes into more detail about when each song was written based on a lot of evidence. So again, we'll make sure to link that if you want to go like,
yeah, because
really
it really, like, I was, like, scrolling through, and it really was, like, King of My Heart on this day, Gorgeous on this day, like, yeah. and I was, like, okay, I can't include all of these, like, yeah. but it is really interesting to see what parts of her timeline she's writing these songs, so.
Yes, and then October 11th, 2017, Taylor and Patrick, Joe's brother, visit yep. his friend, and she lets her hear King of My Heart before its release.
Which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
Like, lucky Patrick. Lucky Patrick's friend, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a picture. Patrick. She's, like, wearing, like, a Taylor Swift shirt. So I'm sure she was, like, a huge fan. And I'm sure Patrick was just like,
oh, yeah, wait, I'll hook yeah. you up.
Probably had a crush on this girl or something. Okay, so then October 13th, 2017, there was the London Secret Session. And Patrick was actually in attendance for that. So I thought it was really interesting. She's really kind of hung out with Patrick more than I thought she would have. And then October 18th and 19th, she had the Rhode Island Secret Sessions. There are a lot of fun details about this one too. But it's just like way too much to go into. So one thing though that I thought was cute when I was like reading all these details is she uses a laptop to display the Are You Ready For It video. And her laptop background is a Polaroid of her and Joe from New Year's Eve of 2016. And I just thought that was so sweet. I know. I thought that was really, really cute.
That is so cute.
So, and then on October 20th, Taylor tells fans that her new single, Gorgeous, is about Joe Alwyn. So this also happened at a secret session, and a fan just wrote, quote, basically Taylor made us all promise that if anyone made any accusations of who this song is about, we tell them it is 100% about her angel boyfriend of 1 year. This isn't a secret. She wanted us to tell people.
Cute.
I was like, that's cute. Yeah. Like she was very... very proud of like their relationship and yeah. the song she wrote for him. So I liked that.
Cute. Which is rare.
Yeah. Because she normally doesn't. Yeah.
She doesn't like just
flat out say, yeah.
say who it's about or whatever. So October 22nd, 2017 were the LA secret sessions. She discussed how she looks back at her old love songs as if they were a bunch of BS. Because she says this love is so much different, which
it's like so funny to think about. I'm sure though, when you're like in a new love, you're just like, what was I even talking about in these old relationships?
It's so relatable. Yeah. Like when you find someone that you like really click with or like yeah. whoever you marry or whatever, and you like look back at like yeah. the people you used to like have a crush on
yep.
or date or whatever. You're just like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, this is it. This is it.
Especially because obviously like her early albums, like she's so young.
Oh yeah.
And so of course, like, you know, I mean, you think about this boy all the time and you're like so obsessed with them. And it's like not even a big, it yeah. ends up like not being a big deal. And you're just like, why did I like care so much about that? Yeah.
I know. That I just love so that she consuming. Was like, all my old songs were just a bunch of BS. Like the fact that she would even say that, I yeah. just thought was so funny.
Especially like publicly.
Yeah, I know.
That's really funny. She also said that any love song on rep or any song she writes in the future is about Joe.
Which I'm like, what? That's like a that. Big deal. Yeah, I was wow. like, wow, okay.
Get ready for our music deep dive.
I know, for real. All of Reputation, apparently.
Oh my gosh. So on October 26th and 27th, 2017, Ed Sheeran spills the beans on Joe. He was asked about Joe on a British radio show, and he said, he's really nice. Really, really friendly, really good dude. And then November 2nd, 2017, Call It What You Want is released, and Taylor posts videos taken by Joe during her break, along with a throwback clip of her playing him the song for the very first time. Which is so cute, because that
so
song
cute.
Is
this.
So cute.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so December 11th, 2017, the couple is spotted snuggling during an Ed Sheeran performance, and that's at the iHeartRadio's Jingle Bell Ball in New York City. And they're seen like slow dancing and hugging and kissing, which is really cute. And because like they didn't do a lot of public PDA.
Yeah.
So kind of fun. And then December 31st, 2017, so another New Year's Eve, they spent that together with Jack Antonoff, Claire Winter, and then a few other friends. So it was really interesting. I started to notice, and I think it's just because we talked about how she didn't do any
4th of July
parties. They throw a New Year's Eve party every year together.
Hmm.
So I thought that was like really interesting.
That is interesting, yeah. Lauren, because we were bugged.
No, I was bugged.
We were bugged. We're like, oh my gosh, they didn't.
How dare he not let her throw a
4th of July party since they've been dating? Like Taylor loves.
Yeah. So I just thought it was interesting. I was like, maybe that's just more their holiday. I do think it's still weird a little bit that she wouldn't throw them.
Okay, so now we're moving on to 2018. And February 9th of 2018, the behind the scenes of Endgame, where she talks about how her and Joe play Scrabble online together.
I just thought that was so cute.
I know. I need to go back and watch that whole video because it's like over 5 minutes long. It's like kind of long.
Yeah.
And it just gives some fun behind
the scenes. Like little tidbits.
And April 13th, 2018, Taylor covers September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. She changed the lyrics to "Do you remember the 28th of September?" which is the day to be assumed they officially started dating.
Cute. I know. I was like, that's cute.
Yes.
I love the little Easter eggs. So April 26th, a family friend talks about Taylor meeting his family for the first time. And apparently Joe's mom did not realize like who she was. And I guess dinner wasn't ready. And she was just like, just go for a walk in the park while like we wait for dinner. And Taylor's like, I can't do that. And Joe's mom was like, no, like, don't be silly. Like, just go for a walk. And Taylor was like, no, like, seriously, like, I can't just go walk at the park. But isn't that wild? Could you imagine bringing home Taylor Swift and your mom, like, not realizing, like, who you just brought home?
I am speechless at that story.
I loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor Taylor's like, no, like, I can't leave this apartment. Now that we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
And then May 7th, 2018. They post coordinating cactus photos to Instagram. And I feel like these, like a lot of people, I remember a lot of people talking about these when they first posted it. But Joe did later say they didn't even realize that the photos coordinated. That's what I know.
If like, you look at the pictures, no way. No way.
I know. So he says, I didn't even think of that until I was in New York and someone else mentioned it. It wasn't purposeful at all. But again, I agree. I call BS.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like the closest we've come to them having like a quote unquote Instagram official moment. Because those were like really big, especially back in like, where are we? 2018.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was funny.
That is funny. So May 8th, Joe and his mom attend the opening night of the Reputation tour in Glendale. And there is a really, really cute video of him just beaming while she's singing Gorgeous.
I'll have to, like, find it and post it because it's really cute. Yeah.
Taylor pointed at him when she sang Dress. And Joe was filming her during the show, too. The backstage hugs between them that I'm sure you've all seen. I know quite a few people that went to that show.
Oh, really?
I would be really curious to know if they were aware that, like, he was there and she was, like, pointing at him at certain times.
Yeah. It, like, gave me such her and Travis vibes. Yeah. But I just don't feel like it was as popular back then.
No.
To, like, talk about that.
Well, I bring up, like, the surprise songs. I'm like, you guys are obsessed with the surprise songs. She did this on the record.
I know.
It was only one song, and it was only on the guitar, but she did this.
Yeah, like, nobody was tracking it back then.
Cared.
Yeah.
No one cared.
Yep.
So
it's funny. True. It's true.
Times have changed.
Yep.
So on June 9th of 2018, Joe and Patrick attend night two of the Reputation Tour in Manchester. And then June 22nd and 23rd, Joe and his family and friends attend night one and night two of the Rep Tour in London.
And there's like a lot more tours that he attends, like different nights. And it's probably just because people didn't talk about it.
Freaking obsessive over it.
It's so true. But it's kind of cool. Like, I'm glad because I don't feel like we hear much about
Joe supporting her
and Joe showing up for her. And people are like, oh my gosh, come on, Joe.
Yeah.
Or like people like praise Travis, like he's the first one to do it. Yeah. And I love seeing Travis go to the tours and support her and cheer her on. But I'm actually like really happy to see how many times he went to these tours and got excited and like was supporting her.
Yeah, for sure.
Like we want that. Like, I don't want to look back and have, I don't know, negative thoughts about Joe.
Well, like, to be clear, I mean, this is a 6-year relationship.
Yeah.
It, and as a lot of relationships do, they go well until they don't. And so, like, our tone might change little bit.
Very true.
Series right now.
Right now, I'm very happy.
Cute.
It's true. But I think it's good because I think sometimes, especially as we're like getting ready for Tortured Poets.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like, oh, not like down with Joe, but it's like
easy to like pick up the pitchforks.
Yeah.
And, you know, like
defend. I just listened to Taylor. You're losing me. How dare you?
Yeah. And it's like, you have to remember, like, it's a 6-year relationship.
Yeah.
There were good times. There were bad times. They broke up. That's like, you know, what it ends on. But that doesn't necessarily mean everything was bad from the moment it started, and we can appreciate the good things and can pick up our pitchforks for the bad things.
Part two. Okay. July 3rd and 4th, they were spotted together walking along the beach and snorkeling in Turks and Caicos. So there's their 4th of July celebration that year. Mm-hmm. July 10th, Joe and his mom were in the sound booth night 1 of Rep Tour in DC. And then July 22nd, Joe and his family attend night 3 of the Rep Tour MetLife. And fans actually caught him singing along to Don't Blame Me and like bobbing his head. And I was like, that's so fun.
I actually love how much his family has gone too.
Yeah.
Not to like keep bringing up Travis.
Just like, it's... There's so many parallels.
There are. And where, that's like what's currently happening, and she's touring and all that. I would love to see his family attend a show, but like, come on, Jason Kelsey.
Oh.
I have got to see you.
Oh my gosh, yes.
What does he wear?
I need this now. Like, I absolutely need this.
Jason Kelsey Eras Tour content will be pure gold.
Oh, yes. I didn't even realize that I needed this, but if this doesn't happen... Yeah.
You know he has to go to at least
I'm sure he will. Especially now that football's over.
Yeah. I need it. Well, it's not even over.
Oh my gosh.
He retired.
Well, yeah. Well, that's...
So
it, yeah.
He is like...
It's real over.
I mean, he has a family. They can go too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
That needs to happen.
I know. Okay, so September 19th, Joe talks about Taylor for the first time, but only to say he doesn't want to talk about her, which is okay. Yeah. So he says, I'm aware people want to know about that side of things. This was to British Vogue. He said, I think we have been successfully very private and that has now sunk in for people, but I really prefer to talk about work. So October 18th, 2018, Joe talks very, very briefly about Taylor's newfound political activism. Taylor finally waded into the political world to endorse 2 Tennessee congressional candidates after a career-long silence in politics. And a few days later, an interviewer asked Joe how he felt about her post. He said, I think it's great and I think it's important, he said before uncomfortably shuffling away.
Yeah, it's like curious. I'm wondering...
Which is,
but at the same time, it's like you're talking about politics. Like,
oh yeah,
it's gonna make people feel
for sure
uncomfortable.
Well, and like, how much? I mean, it's not even where he's from either. Like, it's like,
yeah,
what else?
No, that's
is
a
he
good
really
point.
Gonna, like,
yeah,
say about it. It's like, I don't know. And it's not like, honestly, it's not his place to talk about that either. So I'm sure that felt pretty
for sure
awkward,
especially because he doesn't talk about her a lot anyway.
Yeah. So on November 23rd, Taylor, for the first time, which we've talked about this before, posting to social media, especially for someone like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like her personal for fun feed. It used to be kind of like that, but now it's very much like business and like intentional. There's not like a lot of just like random things. Mm-hmm. And so this was kind of a big deal because this was the first time she posted something about Joe to her social media. She posted the trailer for his new movie called The Favorite and encouraged her followers to go see it. So, pretty cool.
Yeah. And then November 25th, Joe reiterates that he'd like to keep his private life private. Kind of almost feel bad for the guy. It's like, how many times do you have to say it? But then at the same time, I'm kind of just like, just give him something.
It's kind of... I can't believe I'm saying this.
Travis?
Yes. It's like when, before the news was out about Travis and Taylor, like right before when everyone was constantly asking like Travis and Jason and about it.
Yeah.
And they were having to kind of like fend it off. But like the fact that Joe felt like he needed to and wanted to do that, like throughout their whole relationship, probably
we're over 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in an interview with GQ, he kept skirting around the topic of Taylor and he said, quote, "Someone's private life is, by definition, private. No one is obliged to share their personal life." And then he also declined to name a favorite Taylor Swift song. He just says, quote, "I'm just not even going to go into that side of the world," unquote. That, like, kind of bugs me.
I don't love that.
I just, like, I get wanting to keep private things private.
But that
but, like, you can't even say... But
that's professional.
Yeah. I'm just like, you can't even say a song. Say a popular one. I love Love Story.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, great. Like, it almost, yeah, that kind of irked me a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway.
Kind of, and I mean, we'll see as this goes on, but almost like, it feels like he, because he kept getting asked about it and he kept saying he didn't want to talk about it, it feels like he just kept getting more annoyed, more annoyed, more annoyed. And
yeah,
honestly, if that question would have been asked to him a year or 18 months before, he probably would have answered
it.
But like at this point, he's like...
almost has to like stand his ground.
He's almost like thinking in the moment, like, I told you I don't want to talk about her, but like, it really isn't about her.
It's
like, appreciate what she does for work.
Yeah.
What is it that you like? But he's just so...
like, can't even
kind
do
of
any
like
of it.
Bitter towards... the media about it.
Yeah, know? That's a good point. Yeah, it would have been curious to see if that question had come at another time.
Yeah.
If he would have answered it. Because, I mean, again, not to bring up Travis, but like, you know, if Travis was asked that question, he would probably be rattling off 10 different songs.
He would say what we said. He'd be like, I can't pick a favorite.
I know.
Well, I'm like,
or he'd probably start singing it.
How hard is it to say that?
Yeah.
You don't even have to pick one.
Yeah,
to say,
that's true.
It's really hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah.
Like, she's really talented.
That's a good point. Yeah, you know? There was just something about that that kind of bugged me a little bit. So, yeah. 2 weeks later, December 7th, Joe does finally open up a little bit about their relationship. So, Esquire asked him if he sought out any guidance from friends when he started dating Taylor. And he said, quote, "I didn't seek out any advice because I know what I feel about it. I think there's a very clear line as to what somebody should share or feel like they have to share and what they don't want to and they shouldn't have to." So, like, I still feel like that wasn't even opening up, but, like, that's, like, the most that we've gotten in 2 years. It's, like, him basically being, like,
I don't want to talk about
it.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
So we have a lot more pictures and instances of them being seen together than we expected, but not a lot more commentary from Joe than we expected.
None. Yep. Just more articles of him saying, I don't want to talk about it.
So December 11th, 2018, Taylor attends his movie premiere in London for the movie Mary, Queen of Scots. And they also went to the after party. And then December 24th and 25th, Christmas, they celebrate with their families at Glen Castle in Limerick, Ireland.
They have a picture of this castle, and I was like, oh my gosh. I'll have to post it. It was like, yeah. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, I'm just going to go to this castle in Ireland to celebrate Christmas with my family. God, what a life.
Okay, this next piece is important, okay? Keep this locked away in your brain in case it's important later. December 31st, 2018, New Year's Eve, Taylor throws a childhood heroes-themed party for New Year's Eve. And Joe dressed as Zorro, and Taylor dressed up as Ariel. Ariel.
I didn't even like really make that connection until you said this.
Well, I knew that she dressed up like Ariel at a party. I did not know it was one. I didn't know it was like, one of their joint New Year's Eve parties. Because that makes it even more
tortured poets.
I'm ready. I love him.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow.
If you missed us talking about the set list initially, we'll be doing predictions and we'll talk more about that then too. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We're moving on to 2019. So January 6th of 2019, Taylor and Joe attend the Golden Globes, but they actually attended separately. So Joe attended the award show for his nominated film, The Favorite, and Taylor actually presented the best original score and the best original song during the 2019 Golden Globes. And it was really cute. While Taylor presented, Joe was like watching from a teleprompter near him and he kept like smiling. And like, he was so excited when he was able to like see Taylor on stage. And then she kept smiling at him when she like walked off the stage and like gave him like a cute little sassy smile, like to his table and stuff. So they didn't go together, but they were very like involved that in like a way that they could be. So I thought that was fun.
Cute.
And then February 10th, Taylor and Joe step out at the BAFTA's after party. So it's like she actually skipped the Grammy Awards this year and attends BAFTA's, which is like the British award show. And it was an after party with Joe. And the two were like photographed walking together hand in hand, which was a very rare occurrence, but especially up until this point. I don't know. I think this may be their first time.
Do you know? Like, out holding hands. I think I can picture this picture in my head. Is she in like a black fur type coat or like fur line type coat, and he's like in like a tux looking like a bow tie? And do you know what I'm
probably
talking about?
Yes. So I think it's a blue, I'll post the photos, but that's like when they're leaving and it's okay. Like one of their most famous pictures. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
But they look very good together.
Yes, they do.
They absolutely do. So yeah. You are like really good about remembering some of those like outfits and stuff. Like, I don't remember.
Sometimes I have a freakish memory. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I felt a little cringy saying, like, I know people that attended the opening night of the Reputation tour. Okay, I'm a freak.
I love it. That's so funny. They also are like attended a few other award shows together during February, but I didn't think we needed to go through all of them.
Yeah, not necessary. So March of 2019, there were engagement rumors that started. Taylor started filming on the big screen for Cats in London, and reports swirled that getting engaged to Joe was not far off. Taylor's friends are all talking about a proposal and how she really wants to marry Joe. Whew, deep breath for that.
I know.
Because I think a lot of people think she didn't want to get married.
Oh, yeah, but...
but she did. A U.S. Weekly source shared that he is her dream guy. And a People source echoed that Taylor really got lucky to meet Joe, and she's the first one to say it. Joe really is one of a kind.
Hmm. When you, like, really think about, like, what's coming up, it, like, it is so sad.
I think it really takes a turn here soon.
Yeah. So,
May through July of 2019, Joe and Taylor are spotted on a couple of dates.
And like I said, you can go look at all those dates on Tumblr, which is wild to me.
And then August 2nd is when the London Secret Sessions are held for the Lover album.
Yep.
And Taylor is confirms during the secret session that Cruel Summer is about Joe. And some fans were concerned because after Reputation secret sessions, fans came back saying how in love with Joe she was and couldn't stop talking about the love songs about him. And during this secret sessions, he wasn't mentioned as much, which is so weird to me.
Yeah, I know. You would think that for this it would be. Yeah.
A fan there said that she didn't get the vibe that Taylor wasn't happy, and that Taylor actually mentioned with Lover she wanted to explain the many types of love and how in love there is pain, frustration, arguments, and it isn't perfect, but that when you are in a good relationship, you communicate with your partner and fix problems. The fan said she still seemed the happiest, which is interesting because that does sound more of like a mature love, and it's like, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
It's not going to be rainbows and butterflies, but like, one times get tough, you communicate and you work it out.
Yeah.
Which is good and healthy, but also with the timing of it, it paints like, a little bit of a picture of like, oh, so like, you, this is where you're kind of out of that like honeymoon phase. Like, you know, things are getting more real.
For sure.
Hard.
Yeah.
And problems are going to start.
Yeah. Rising. Well, and it's interesting because when I think of the Lover album, I think of just love.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I don't necessarily think of it as her describing all the parts of love, even though now when I look back, I'm like, okay, like I can see she did pick and pull from like a lot of different types of love. Uh-huh. But it's interesting that she's like flat out was telling them, like, yeah, like in love, there's pain and frustration and arguments. And it's like, There definitely are, but very interesting that you're talking about that.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've said like, we knew she wanted to get married. Mm-hmm. And if, I mean, where are we at? We're in August, March, when those rumors started.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had been talking about it and maybe he wasn't ready or maybe they both were like, I don't know. Yeah. And I don't want to like speculate necessarily on their relationship. Like, I do want this to just be, this is what she said, this is whatever, but just very interesting, especially because we know they break up.
Yes, I know.
Wow. Oh, so sad. Okay, so we're going to stick around with August of 2019 because Taylor released Lover and fans go crazy trying to dissect all the lyrics. So during a YouTube live video, Taylor explained that it's, quote, a really romantic album, but it really celebrates love in all of its complexities. Not just flowers and sunshine, but the patchwork emotions that go into any love you feel. So kind of going back to what we were talking about. Some fans were even convinced that the songs Lover and Paper Rings were Taylor's big marriage reveal, which I remember when like that happened. Sure. Yeah. And then Taylor continued to avoid talking about Joe in interviews too. And so I guess I should say that because Joe has been getting a lot more questions and interviews about Taylor than Taylor was about Joe, but they did both kind of avoid talking about each other. Okay. I kind of wonder though, if she felt she had to,
I'm sure he didn't want,
because he was very much, like, no, let's not. But while speaking to the Guardian about why she wouldn't speak on her relationship, this is what she says. Quote, I've learned that if I do, people think it's up for discussion and our relationship isn't up for discussion. And she kind of like laughs about it. But she says, if you and I were having a glass of wine right now, we'd be talking about it. But it's just that it goes out to the world. That's where the boundary is. And that's where my life has become manageable. I really want to keep it feeling manageable.
I don't blame her for that.
Oh, I don't either. Not at all. Especially after everything that she's gone through with relationships and having the backlash that she gets. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after this, People source gave an update on the relationship, just saying, quote, Joe's personality is great for Taylor. He's very calm and always very supportive. He's sympathetic and understanding and supports her speaking out about things that she doesn't agree with. And then they say even her inner circle likes Joe. And they said there's something refreshing and different about their relationship. Joe makes Taylor very happy and it's hard to picture her not spending the rest of her life with him.
My heart is
breaking. I know. Like, right I know. Now. It's like, it's so sad. Her family loves him. He seems older than he is, which I think is funny because we literally talked about that. And he is a fantastic guy. And then as for future comment from either party regarding the romance, the source just said it's very unlikely. The source says Joe loves acting, but doesn't want to be a celebrity. And they both agree that their relationship to keep working, they want to keep things quiet, but she's the happiest she's ever been. I know. It's like, it's really sad. It's like kind of sad to like really think about, like, we know how happy she was. So I can't even imagine how she felt when this ended.
Well, and that's why it's important to do all this and talk about this before Tortured Postpartum, because I just have a feeling that the album is going to be devastating. Just,
yes.
And knowing all this background is going to really help enhance the experience of like listening to that album, because I already am like feeling.
Like, it's going to be
the heaviness.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Oh, and then just throughout September, the couple's photographed on private planes and other outings, but they're frequently seen together.
Yeah. So September 7th, 2019, Taylor and Joe attend Ed Sheeran's wedding, which is so cute.
Like, I know. I love that they're friends too.
Yes. It's thinking cute. Of Taylor and Joe as like wedding guests, like of to Ed Sheeran's wedding, who is like such a close friend of Taylor's. It's just so fun. And the next day, Niall Horan followed Joe on Instagram, and a week later, Joe followed him back. I don't know why I find it so funny that
people know this. It's
huge. People are like, oh my gosh.
So-and-so unfollowed this person or followed this person.
It's so funny.
Thank you to the great people that do it, though, so that I don't have to. Yeah.
And then October 5th, they were seen together after SNL. In November of 2019, Taylor joins Joe for Thanksgiving, but before she left the U.S., she did throw a fun Friendsgiving party with some friends, including Gigi Hadid, Anthony Perowski, and Martha Hunt. And in early December, they spend time in London. E! Reported that Taylor had been spending a lot of downtime in London, and she doesn't go out much other than to take a walk with Joe or go to the local pub. They spend a lot of time with Joe's family and friends. All weekend, they had people come over and they went to family members' homes. I just don't understand. How do they go to a local pub?
But it sounds like, I guess she probably just like wasn't as big in London.
Yeah. And like,
or like maybe, I guess people in London just are like fine with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, but I love that they were able to like, that probably helped them feel like a little bit of normal.
Yeah, to be able to like go out and do something without being
because like I don't know, it would just be hard to feel like any social thing you ever wanted to do just had to be like in like at your house
or
at
someone you else's couldn't house. Go out and do
you
things
you want to go out and
yes I think especially Taylor, she seems like that type
for sure. So this just further proved that the couple was doing just fine. I mean, just fine. Whatever.
I know. I'm like, okay.
And Taylor shared a picture of her Vogue UK cover on Instagram, which Joe liked right away.
Again, like the fact that people know that. Crazy.
Yeah. By the time I see any Taylor Swift post, it has,
it has so many.
2 million likes.
Yes. For reals, though. December 16th, Joe supports Taylor's acting career. He goes to her New York City premiere of the movie Cats. And then December 26th, the couple ends up spending Christmas together. And a source told the outlet that Taylor spent the holidays in England with Joe. She was there for a week leading up to Christmas and then spent some time with Joe's family and friends. And some of Taylor's family flew in from Nashville to spend time with them as well.
Cute. I like hearing, too, that like he went to her movie premiere. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like a lot of times it's like, oh, he didn't go to the awards show with her where she was like getting, you know, awards. And it's like he did.
He
like,
yeah.
He did. You can't be to all of it.
No, exactly. But he was there a lot more than I remember hearing about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we are actually going to stop there at the end of 2019. 3 years today. We'll do 3 years next week. We will pick back up. You guys, these are so long, but we just wanted to make sure you guys had all the info. So again, hit that follow button so that you do not miss next week's follow-up episode.
Yes, and if you enjoyed this episode and learned a few things, send it to a friend and tell them to give it a listen.
And don't forget to tell them you're so gorgeous. See you next week.